This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Well, let's talk about a team that could be a seller come All-Star break or in the month of July at some point. Let's talk about the New York Mets. They're off to a 23-25 start. It's not the worst start in the world. Obviously, there's a lot of time for them to become good. They made trades. They spent a lot of money in the last year or two to try to become a contender again. It's not working out, and it sounds like they want to fire Mickey Callaway. I'll start off right there. So this is an interesting thing when it comes to baseball. First of all, you can't be a manager unless you played the game. If you didn't play the game, players don't want to hear from you. It's different in basketball. It's different in football. I don't know the other sports well enough, like soccer and hockey, to know if you didn't play, if they'll actually respect you as a manager or not. But they won't if you didn't play. And it doesn't mean you didn't have to play in the major leagues. It just meant if you didn't play minor league baseball and know the grind of what it takes to go through it, it's like, I don't want to hear from you. You don't know what you're talking about. And is that fair? It's not fair, but that's the way it is with baseball players. Now, here's what also seems to be the case in major league baseball. You also can't be a former pitcher. Pitchers seem to be great pitching coaches, but they don't seem to be great managers. Bud Black, who I loved, I got to know as a young prospect in the Indians organization when he was a coach there, has been a manager for a long time now in Major League Baseball and has seemed to do a pretty good job. But he hasn't taken his team to the World Series or anything like that. And when you look at Mickey Callaway, he was hired off the Cleveland Indians, who the Cleveland Indians have the unbelievable staff. And I'm drawing a blank. He got hired by the former Boston Red Sox manager and now is with the Indians. Why am I drawing a blank on their manager's name? He's unbelievable. He's one of the best managers in the game, if not the best manager in the game. Tito, nickname, Terry Francona. So he got hired off the Cleveland Indians staff thinking, man, we are going to get one of Terry Francona's guys. This guy did a great job with the pitching staff with Cleveland. It has one of the best run bullpens, if not the best run bullpen in all of baseball. Let's get him. And he's in his second year as manager, and it's not working out. And it's not a big occurrence that pitching coaches get hired or that pitchers get hired as managers. There's not a lot. And it seems to be a major reason is because they just aren't good managers.
Huh, that's so interesting. But the catchers are.
Yeah, the catchers are pretty good managers for the most part. But it's one of those things where, look, I believe I could manage a Major League Baseball team. You know, am I cocky and arrogant enough, whichever word you want to use? Yeah, I think that I could manage a Major League Baseball team and do a good job at it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all pitchers, because we pitch either every fifth day or we play every third day approximately when it comes to bullpen pieces, that maybe we just don't know how to manage the guys that are literally playing the 162-game season. We're a part of it, but we're not really a part of it because we're not having to perform on an everyday basis. And it seems like pitchers put in the situation of managing the whole team really struggle. Maybe we're concentrating, and I don't know from Mickey Callaway's situation or other managers that have been hired that have been former pitchers, maybe we're concentrating too much on the pitcher. Maybe we're watching so much of the pitcher and what he's doing and pitching with him that we're not concentrating enough on the whole aspect of the game, the whole broad part of the game, which is, hey, there's eight guys out there playing the field that are way more important than just that pitcher. The pitcher keeps changing. You got to keep an eye on the guys that are performing for you every day. But it looks like Mickey Callaway's days as a manager in New York are somewhat numbered.
Now, I wouldn't want to suggest anything about you, but I was wondering if you noticed any personality traits. Is it that maybe pitchers are more about themselves and that's what draws them to that position? Where other players have more of a team mindset and they're able to consider others' perspectives, you know, skills that you might be needed as a manager a little bit more?
Maybe, but I would say, man, you feel awesome when you come into the game as a bullpen piece and you have runners on first and second and nobody out and you get out of that situation and you're like, yeah, you're like, thank you for picking me up. Like, man, I love when I get that done. When I have an inherited runners and I don't add to your ERA, I don't paint on your numbers.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're right.
I mean, there are times where you are literally helping another person's career out by not allowing those runs to
come
in.
Boy, am I
impressive.
It
doesn't hurt your career too much to let those runs in because it doesn't count on your ERA. Now, here's another thing with the New York Mets that is happening. Yoenis Cespedes, He was on his ranch and he broke his right ankle before the season started. It was an injury that is not a baseball injury, which means you can get out of this contract. Now, this is a pretty unbelievable story to me. It would help the organization to get out of this contract. On the contract, he is owed $29 million this year and $29.5 million next year. So it would behoove them, if that's the proper word here, to go after the contract and try to get out of it. It's not as easy as just saying you hurt your ankle on the farm, you didn't hurt it playing baseball, your contract is void. It takes court, and it takes a lot of things to get this done. But if they can get this done, it'll hurt the agent who got this contract for him. So the agent will not get paid. So if it voids the contract, the agent won't get paid because the player's not getting paid. Well, who's the agent? Why does that matter, Mike? Because the agent is now the general manager of the New York Mets. His name is Brody Van Wagenen, if I'm saying his last name right. Wagenen might be the better way of saying it.
Conflict of interest?
Well, he's not the you have to give up being an agent when you took over.
You don't have to give up the income.
No, you don't give up the income because you were the one that negotiated that contract. So you did it.
Okay.
So you still get paid by the player, whoever negotiated that contract. So if you, for example, Gavin, let's just say you're an agent right now and you are my agent, but then you stop being an agent 3 years later, but you negotiated a 5-year contract for me and you've moved on. Well, I still have to pay you because you negotiated that contract for me.
Yeah.
So that's how it would work. And like the Lakers guy that used to be Kobe's guy. I don't know how many current clients he has.
Rob
He's still
Palenka.
Getting paid by those clients. He just is not an agent anymore, so he's not negotiating any new contracts.
Fair enough.
So if he were to go after this contract, the general manager, he loses approximately anywhere from $2 to $3 million over the next 2 years.
Wow.
So this is a big conflict of interest in this situation. Is you should go after it and try to get it void because he's not nearly worth the $29 million this year and $29.5 million next year. But if you go after it as a general manager, you lose anywhere from $2 to $3 million going after this contract.
Sounds like they have some conversations to have.
Yes, this is a tough one for the general manager because he has to really, I think in the meetings to the owners and president, I have to stay out of this because it's also money, but I can't tell you to not go after it because I want the $3 million Jonas has to pay me.
Can't they just say, listen, we'll make it up to you. We'll give you an extra $3 million over the next 2 years because it's going to save us $50.
Maybe so, but he's not doing that great of a job there anyway. So
fire his ass.
Yeah. Now, but then that costs him a whole bunch more money there too because he's recently hired.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the New York Mets, here's my tease that I need to pay off on. Noah Syndergaard, okay, from Mansfield. He's not having a great year this year, but when I click on what he's done so far, he's 26 years old this year. He's 3-4 with a 4.5 ERA. If it keeps going bad for them, if they keep playing below 500, the New York Mets do have a lot of money. They don't have New York Yankee money. They do have a lot of money. Last year, he was 13-4 with a 3.03 ERA. The year before, he was hurt. He had his Tommy John surgery, so he's had that done. In 2016, he was pretty awesome, 14-9 with a 2.6 ERA. He has this year and 2 more years left on his contract until he becomes a free agent. So I'm just wondering, I'm going to throw this out now for discussion for you guys.
All righty.
Hans Kraus is considered our number one prospect in our organization. He is a pitcher in A-ball. He is probably 2 to 3 years away from pitching in the major leagues for you. The Rangers consider him a front line of the rotation prospect in A-ball. So they're hoping in 2022 to 2024, you start seeing Hans Kraus in the major leagues and possibly producing at a very high level. Would you trade him?
Yes.
To get a guy that performs already at a very high level that you'd have for the rest of this season and then 2 more years, and then he'd become a free agent.
I waited till the end of the sentence to say yes. And it has nothing to do with Hans Kraus.
Yeah. Like
you could tell me whatever you want about Hans Kraus, and maybe he turns into whatever he turns into. The odds of him doing it here, based on the last 10 to 15 years of Rangers pitching development, is zero.
Yeah, it sounds
That's
like
the
Tanner
odds.
Sheppers to me.
It's right around zero. Their ability to develop and then pop into the major leagues with a frontline starter is zero. That's their ability, zero.
I mean, our best course of action is to develop prospects until you can trade them for star pitchers and trade for star pitchers.
It's funny you guys are doing this because I didn't know where you guys would go with
They've
this.
They've never developed anyone as good as Mike Minor.
I think if I had Ben Rogers on right now, there would be more of a kind of a back and forth.
For sure, for sure.
You know, but – I'm with you guys.
And it's not crazy. If Major League Baseball views a player that way, then that player should be as valuable as what Noah Syndergaard is right now. I've just been jaded by what this organization is. I don't know how you could put your eggs in the basket of they're going to do it. They're going to develop that guy, and he's going to be a star. What are you basing it on?
Yeah.
It's never been done here.
And that's why I would trade Hans Kraus, and I'd probably have to add in two more pieces. But if I trade Hans Kraus, I don't have to add in two more super valuable pieces. I just have to add in two more pretty good pieces. Let's just say I had to put Taylor Hearn in the deal to get it done and some other guy that's in A-ball to get it done. I would do it because of this, and then I'll let you kind of give your opinion. Garrett Cole's going to be a free agent. As much as I want Garrett Cole here, we always lose out on the bidding.
Yeah.
There's going to be too many teams that want Garrett Cole that we're probably not going to win that. And I don't even know if we can win a Noah Syndergaard trade if he gets put out on the market in July, but I'd rather take my chances on trading my premium prospects to get Noah Syndergaard.
I was going to say, I know JD has rolled out a little bit longer of a plan, but if I'm him right now, I'm thinking my job might be on the line in 15 months. You know, if we can't produce anything up to the big league level.
Yeah.
So if I can take my failures in the minor league and turn it into a proven guy that along with Minor and Lynn and bullpenning for 2 days puts us in the wild card hunt, now all of a sudden I look like a genius again in front of the owners in the offseason. And maybe I can even start talking about, you know, some longer term security.
This is where I wonder, look, we're still a ways away. Could the Mets turn it around and be good? They could. By the way, the Nationals are 19-30 and they have a lot of good pitchers too. I mean, I'm just using Noah Syndergaard for an example. We could maybe look at the Nats and pluck. I just wonder what the Rangers are going to be. Let's just say they are 3 games over .500 at the All-Star break. And at the All-Star break, they're 5 games out of the second wild card spot. They're behind, let's just say, the Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox have the one spot. And let's just say the Cleveland Indians or the Tampa Bay Rays are ahead of you, and they have the 2-3 spot. And you're behind those two teams to get that second wild card spot to take on, let's just say, the Boston Red Sox, the defending champs, in a one-game winner-take-all to actually play in the real playoffs. How much do you trade your possible future that you see that could help you in 2 to 4 years for let's just try to get it good now, and that guy can also get us good going into the new stadium?
Yeah, he's got to have years on contract.
That's why Noah is really important to me, is because he goes into the new stadium and he's pitching in 2020 and 2021 for me before he becomes a free agent, and maybe I have an advantage at that point because guys are signing extensions. So maybe in 2020 or 2021, after having Noah Syndergaard for about a year, I go, hey, how about we do a 6-year, about $30 million a year contract? We give you 6 years at $180 million, and now we've locked up our ace, and we don't have to worry about, is Hans Kraus actually going to develop into what we think is going to be the next Noah Syndergaard, or is going to be the next Neftali Feliz?
Hey,
you know,
this is what JD is good at: trading for Cliff Lee, trading for Cole Hamels, trading to Teixeira away, acquiring Josh Hamilton. This is what he does excellent. I think if you're a Rangers fan right now, as much fun as it sounds to keep investing in the farm system, if they could do a couple of trades to bring in veteran pitchers who are certified good with years under contract left, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that should be getting us most excited right now, because I think the lineup is close enough and you have two pitchers that are respectable, that just a couple of more and we'd be talking about, hey, let's go try to be surprise division contenders next year.
Yeah.
You know, and so the whole rebuild doesn't happen. You get to sort of benefit off of Joey Gallo and Hunter Pence being legit this year.
You guys are right. This is the way I feel, is trade all of your prospect pitchers for legitimate guys that we know can do it, because I'm just afraid throughout the 40-plus year history of the Rangers, they just don't develop into the players we think they could be.
Hey, let's try to do that when we're so flush at the big league level that we can give the guys 3 or 4 years. That's when you can be patient, not on the tail end of 40 years of minor league pitching failures.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.